Opposing the bill are tribes who have applied to the federal government to open new off-reservation casinos and local communities who hope those casinos will provide new jobs and tax revenues. Menominee Tribal Chairman Michael Chapman says there's already enough local oversight of new casino proposals, and allowing legislators a role would complicate an already cumbersome process.
There's probably a good 10 to 12 public hearings on every sequence of the application and intergovernmental agreements, environmental impact statements, and we're abiding by that. Now to throw 132 legislators into the mix is sort of ridiculous.
But legislatures in five other states already have veto power over new tribal casinos. State Senator Glenn Grothman says Wisconsin should join that list. He says casinos have an impact on the entire state economy, and opponents of the bill who testified at the hearing represent only a small number of people who would benefit.
It's not surprising that these people would show up looking for a bunch of money at the expense of the rest of the state, but it's up for the legislature to look for everybody, not just the few thousand people who are a member of Indian tribes of the state or the couple of communities that are looking for new casinos.
But opponents of the bill fear it could lead to casino money playing a larger role in influencing legislative elections. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says casino-rich tribes have already contributed large sums to the governor's campaign, and if legislators gain veto power over new gaming halls, they could also become susceptible to influence peddling.
This is a huge interest group, a huge block of folks who are intent on spreading gambling even wider in Wisconsin, and they've got a lot of money that they want to throw around.
Governor Doyle is opposed to letting the legislature play a role in tribal gaming decisions, but he's not said whether he would veto this bill. It passed the state assembly in September. Supporters expect the state Senate to take it up soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.